It's spoiler in time, folks. This is the show where we take the hard work of Cord Killers, where we figured out how to watch stuff, and we bring it over here where we've watched stuff, and we talk about the stuff we watched. This week, we're going to talk about Hannibal. This is something I forgot to check that Bryce always does, and I forgot to check it. So we're going to have to do a retake on that. No, it's the numbers, the episode numbers.
There it is. Oh my goodness. Okay. I think Bryce just did that.
Yep, it is 105,
Bryce, that was so sweet of you. Oh, you just melted my heart. This is so sweet.
Okay. I'm going to pick it up again. Here we go. Okay. Three, two. It's spoiler in time, folks. This is the show where we take the hard work of our other show, Cord Killers, where we figure out how to watch stuff. Then we watch it and we come over here and talk about it. This week, we will talk about episode 7 of season 2 of Hannibal, Invincible season 1, episode 6, and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, episode 5 of season 1. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Yeah. More importantly, we have Naeem Siddiqui. Oh, wait. Naeem.
Yep. Single, you got it right.
One syllable. Naeem like dime, right?
Naeem like dime. Or Naeem like L'chaim if you want to.
Wait, that's 2 syllables. Why would I do that? Well, okay. Here's the important thing. Which one are we starting with first, Tom?
We will talk about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. This is episode Truth, episode 5 of the season, in which we find out that they're, I don't know, what did we find out in this one, Brian?
Walker
builds
Tom,
a new shield.
Actually,
that's the ending. Walker is going to build his own shield from scrap metal that's not made out of vibranium.
I'll tell you what frustrates me is when they don't do a mid-credit scene until one time they suddenly do a mid-credit scene. It's like, please, just keep it consistent or don't. You don't need to do it both ways.
This is the first I've heard about this. Please describe this scene.
See, that's the problem. If you don't have a mid-credit scene in every other episode and suddenly have a mid-credit scene in episode 5, people aren't going to watch it. In the mid-credit scene, John Walker builds his own Captain America shield. So that he can go and continue to Captain America the place.
Which is weird because I believe in the comic books, it's the real Captain America that says, forget America. And he goes to Stark and has Stark build, he's like, I'm just the captain.
And he becomes
now.
Nomad.
Yeah.
Or maybe the captain. I remember he has lots of identities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because John Walker also becomes US agent, but then in the comics is introduced as Super Patriot. So it's, obviously they take their own liberties with the things, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus, how about that?
Okay. So
the Contessa, yeah.
There's a bit to unpack here. First of all, number one, everybody wrote in very, very clearly there's a disconnect, that there's something about this series that is connecting with people in a way that is not connecting with me. We got a couple of emails of accusing Tom and I of being overly privileged and I'm sorry. Did the fact that you already saw this in The Wire, is that boring to you and all that stuff? However, this story connects with anybody watching it is nothing short of wonderful. But while this episode was quite good, it's still not really connecting with me.
I've been bending over backwards in all of our spoiler in time to point out that if you aren't enjoying a show, that is not wrong or right. It is your experience, and that this show is very popular with a lot of people who love it, and we just didn't happen to be the people who had exactly those same perspectives. So I don't ever want someone to feel bad because they enjoyed something that I didn't. I also wasn't hating this either. I actually liked the second episode fairly well, and I really liked the second half of this episode, maybe even the last 2/3. Like basically from the time that Sam ends up with the boat. And all the stuff around fixing the boat and bringing all the folks together for the boat. I love that. I thought that was really fun. Really enjoyed that. Good storytelling there.
Well, having, sorry to interrupt, but having been somebody who has not seen any of it, What are the reasons they're saying that you don't like it and it's a criticism of you as a person?
The
show tries to have elements of, you know, why is it so difficult for example, for a black man to take the shield and for him to be Captain America. And that's an experience that that neither Tom or Brian, you know, is able to share. I don't think that should affect the enjoyment of watching it. You know, there's a lot of that stuff in other content, such as The Wire or Black Panther, that you guys have watched and enjoyed. You know, it's not necessarily a thing that's... I think the storytelling has issues too, that, like, you know, it sort of says these things, but it shies away from showing them because it still wants to be Marvel. So, like, it wants to talk about the difficulties faced by black people in America without really doing the legwork. Making you feel uncomfortable.
There's absolutely no way to divorce our experience of watching this show from the fact that we already spent years, multiple years watching The Wire, learning about Baltimore, learning about the story that they were telling there. And I understand that Disney is under no obligation to be as edgy as HBO was in the early aughts or any of those things. I also would never pretend that Tom and I are seeing this from the perspective of old white men. We're old white men. Hey, Tom, we're old white men. I'm sorry.
Sure are.
We can't not see things through this lens. And it's also not Disney's job to be edgy in a way that titillates us, like The Shield or Justified or The Wire or any of the other things. It's not, there's no obligation ever. However, I know that me, the human being, Brian Brushwood, my family gathered around. They were the ones that pushed me to all gather to watch every single episode of WandaVision. And they tried for the first few episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and it just didn't, like, and now nobody asked me to watch this with them. That is me and my family's experience and in the context of things we have already seen before. I am absolutely certain that someone somewhere is deeply connecting with, and I don't want to take any of that away from them.
I have friends who are absolutely loving this show, who like that it's a lot more straightforward than WandaVision, that they don't have to, like, sit and think about theories and whatnot. And then I have other friends.
It's not a puzzle.
Yeah, it's not a puzzle, but I have other friends who are frustrated about the writing. I, you know, one of the emails was talking about how they really like the action and that it feels like a Mission Impossible to them. And also, as a fan of Mission Impossible, I didn't grab the Blu-rays, but they are on my shelf. I don't really feel that. I feel like it's trying to do that, but, like, that first action sequence in the first episode where everyone's like, "Oh my god, it's so good! You haven't really seen anything like this," felt like a QuickTime event to me.
I won't say who, but somebody in the chat is pointing out that it's possible for a show to be about something important and good, but and action oriented, and also not have very good action sequences. And I would say that's probably the closest to how I'm feeling, because, like,
some of them I've enjoyed and some of them I haven't as much. And I like Henry Jackman's score a lot. I like that they brought him back from the Captain America movies. I also, like Tom said, I really like the boat fixing stuff. And, like, you know, the community getting together and coming together. And then also even, you know, Bucky coming and, like, being like, "Hey, I want to help as well." And some more sort of buddy stuff with that. And also, you know, Bucky helping Sam figure out how to fight with the shield was all, I think, really good, interesting stuff.
That was a pretty good, like, dad, teenager, t- teaching sequence. Like, yeah, it felt fun. Hey, man, we're just throwing the ball back and forth, but really what we're doing is talking, you know?
Yeah.
It's just not connecting with me. That's the most authentically pure, honest way I can express it.
I just want to take a moment and emphasize that if somebody's going to send a criticism of me, please be sure to criticize what I have said, because this happens to me on all the shows I'm on. I often get lumped in with what other people have said. And same goes for Brian. Don't criticize Brian for anything that
just said. Straight up, just throw everything at me. It's fine. Consider me the shield, the vibranium. The Brian.
And especially don't criticize John for things that Bryce has said. They're two very different people.
I put all of my worst moments on Brian's head.
So, having said all of that, Tom, how are you feeling about the show?
Where I was going to go with that was, I think that the Isaiah Bradley subplot has been very intriguing, and I wish they had done more with it. I think they did more with it in this episode, and I really enjoyed that as well. My criticisms of the show have been about the action sequences and the banter and the buddy cop part of it. And those parts of it, I feel like, are more enjoyable to folks who like that kind of thing more and are like, yeah, I don't care if it's not that great. I always enjoy it. You know, that's me with Wuxia. Anytime there's a martial arts scene, the rest of the show can be pretty crappy. Even the martial arts might not even be the best, and I'll enjoy it. So I get that. And I said that before on the show, like, that is the thing that I think is lacking for me. And the rest of the show, I've enjoyed the second episode quite a bit. I enjoyed the last two thirds of this one quite a bit. I would like to read Mark's email because I think it's just a good resource. Mark wrote, I haven't heard you guys talking much about the themes of systemic racism and critique of the U.S. military in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. A couple people I follow on TikTok did some very good analysis of these themes. JS Tubes, that's with two O's, and Straw_Hat_Goofy. And Mark said, your enjoyment of the show may be enriched by scrolling through their feeds and checking out their analysis. It did for me, because I was pretty meh about the show until the themes were pointed out to me. So if that is one of the reasons where you're not enjoying the show as much, because you might think I'm missing those themes, those are great resources, Mark. Thank you for pointing those out.
I will say, I will second that. I follow both Jay Stubbs and Straw Hat Goofy on TikTok, and I watch their TikToks. I enjoy their TikToks very much. Still a little mad on the show. I think I like the themes. I like what it's trying to do, but like, again, not to put words in your mouth, but like you kind of said, it's not the best execution of those things. And that's the issue. You know, if I like that it's trying to do these things, but you know, you don't necessarily get points just for trying. In fact, like you said, with the action and the buddy cop stuff, I love action and buddy cop stuff. I wish the action and buddy cop stuff was better. And I thought the buddy cop stuff especially was better in this episode, which is
yes,
something that I enjoyed.
I 100% to be honest, once they gave up the fake resistance between the two of them, it got a lot better for me.
I think the issue with that is that they paced the buddy cop stuff like it's a 5-hour movie or a 6-hour movie, instead of pacing it like it's a TV show, where if you're watching a buddy cop TV show, the resistance can only kind of be in the first two episodes, and then you kind of have to drop it. But they didn't really do that till episode 5. And so it's like, okay, well, thank you for finally doing it, but there's only an episode left. And now, you know, now we're finally getting to that.
From what I understand, number one, this was supposed to come out before WandaVision. Number two, this has been severely recut and reshot. And it was because of the global pandemic.
Yeah, there was a subplot with a virus potentially that they cut out of the show because there is now a actual virus. So I can understand, maybe it's possible that, for example, the Flag Smasher stuff was really edited down in a lot of ways because that was part of their thing. The thing is though, like, you know, maybe you can handicap it a little bit for that. But if I'm going back and watching in 4 years when doing an MCU rewatch for Avengers 6, I'm not necessarily going to be thinking about, oh, right, this was the one that was affected by COVID and they had to rewrite things because they had to reshoot things. But also, yes, this was supposed to come after Black Widow and before WandaVision instead of after WandaVision and before Black Widow. And also, speaking of, I mentioned Julia Louis-Dreyfus earlier, apparently she was also supposed to be in Black Widow, potentially still is in Black Widow.
Right. From what I hear, there are plans for her to show up a lot.
Yeah, theoretically, again, pure speculation, but I figure she's probably putting together a version of like the Thunderbolts or Dark Avengers with like, we have a dark Cap and Yelena Belova is going to be in Black Widow. So it makes sense to recruit her as Dark Black Widow. So that kind of thing. She's the sort of the Nick Fury of the Thunderbolts.
It's rare that we have a moment like this where it's like, I feel like a bad person for not enjoying it more, but I
don't think you should. I don't think you should feel bad for not enjoying it any more than anyone else should feel bad that we didn't like an episode and they did, right? I'm beating that hammer all the time of like, it's not about good or bad. It's about did you like this part of the plot? Did, and in fact, I'm even less interested in talking all the time about whether I liked something or enjoyed it or didn't. It's more about like, where is this story going and what's going to happen next? That's my favorite thing to talk about. And if you're like, yeah, I suddenly found myself not caring where the story went next, well, then that's fine. That's your own personal opinion, and everyone should be okay with you having that opinion. I think there are other things that maybe because we spend so much time talking about, oh, I didn't like this or I didn't like that, that get lost in the shuffle, like the representation of Sam Wilson saying like, yeah, I can carry the shield, but no one is going to consider me Captain America. And the metaphor that's talking about it, the Black experience, we kind of skated that. Because we spent so much other time talking about the buddy cop and all of that thing. I think people have to remember we're not doing a comprehensive critique of every episode. We're just kind of shooting from the hip here.
Yeah. I mean, all we try to do is say how we feel. And I feel like, I'm just going to say it, feel like the action sequences on this show are overwrought. I feel like the buddy cop sequences are not very fun or engaging or witty. I feel like I don't like this show very much, Tom.
Brian, and that's fine. You don't have to.
Clarification.
There's no law that says you have to enjoy it. You can learn from the email that Mark sent us.
Yes.
You can acknowledge like, oh, there's themes in here that are important. And I think it's a great way to tell that part of the story without saying, and so I guess I have to like the action sequences that I think are overwrought. I mean, if you think they're overwrought, that's what you think.
Define overwrought.
I can't. I'll have to sit with
or
it
give a synonym.
Bit longer. Well,
ridiculous.
No. So the buddy cop stuff at times is quite good. But those are very rare times. Most of the time, like, you could tell it's like, if you're running a timer, it's like, it's been 30 seconds, and we needed 30 seconds of two people who aren't getting along but secretly agree with each other, and they do it in a funny way. It's like, well, that was neither funny, nor do I believe that they get along or disagree with each other. Like you can fail at a very simple task, and I feel like this show has failed many times at many storytelling tasks.
I will say, yeah, I in a similar way feel kind of that way about John Walker and sort of where they've gone with
who's
his character.
Fascinating. Like as far as an idea of a genuine patriot, somebody who is willing to do anything for his country and is maybe just a little bit willing to go along with whatever America tells him to do.
Yeah.
Somebody who is loyal, somebody who is loyal to the point of doing awful things. They're not doing a great job of representing that moral dilemma to me.
That's I really felt like that way again until this episode a little bit, because he has the line where he says, like, you know, I did everything for this country, whatever you asked me to, blah 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 blah. I don't remember exactly the line, but you know, you can look it up.
No, that's literally the line he says. Yeah, blah 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 blah.
I did exactly what you wanted me to do. Blah blah blah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that really, and then for Julia Louis-Dreyfus's Contessa to you know, swoop in right at that moment. You know, I will be interested to see what they do going forward. But you know, I read an article early on about how they were concerned about the sidekickization. I don't think that's the exact word they used, but of Battlestar Lamar Wilson. Is it Wilson?
Yeah,
or is Lamar Wilson?
Lamar.
Lamar. Anyway,
I think that was his last name, but Lamar Wilson is our friend who shows up on the show.
Yes. Friend of the show, Lamar Wilson.
As a matter of fact, hold on, pause everything. I just want to believe it's Lamar Wilson from now on, because that'd be such a better show. If Lamar Wilson was his friend, it would be amazing.
Listen, I'm on Cord Killers. I'm thinking Lamar Wilson.
Yes.
Lamar Hoskins, and they kind of, you know, fridge the character and kill him in order for John Walker to get mad. And you know, it's not great, I don't think.
It's not great storytelling. That's what it boils down to. Great ideas, great environment, great world, great bones, great everything. Poor storytelling. And I'm sorry. The action sequences aren't great.
Kill the black guy who also is the sidekick, who also is the best friend, who also is the moral compass. Like, it's just, it's kind of weak. And also then to get rid of that character, which they didn't need to do.
The only tweak I would say is, I wouldn't say it is weak. I would say wasn't for me, did not connect.
Sure. Cliche is the word I used. And I don't think it's hard to argue that it's not a cliche.
All right, that is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Episode 5, Season 1.